This is a Locker Room Production.
Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Pride Podcast, episode 181, on the Blue Wire Network. This is an emergency slash live locker room that we're doing right now. Obviously, a lot to unfold right now. The Lions make a huge move on this Thursday morning, and they go out and extend center Frank Ragnow to make him the highest paid center in the whole entire NFL. And now he's under contract with the Detroit Lions until 2026. And this is a great move. So, Pierre, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm excited. I woke up to the news that they extended Ragnow. Obviously, he's one of the best young centers in the league. I like how Brad Holmes signed him now instead of waiting. If he waited, his price tag would have been a lot more. So I thought that was smart, signing him now rather than waiting a couple of years when the cap's going to spike.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, with the Emergency Podcast, we can't always have everybody in our crew doing the episode because they're unexpected. You know, right now, this is a Thursday, 1 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. So it's like, this is very random. And, you know, for the five people that are here in this locker room at this time, I appreciate you guys because – you know, it's a weird time, but obviously with emergency stuff, it's going to come at weird times. So, yeah, the Lions make Frank Ragnow the highest paid center in the NFL. And I think this is not a surprise by any means. I think this was a move that, you know, we expected to happen. You know, I feel like the whole like trend of the offseason, you know, when we even picked up Frank Ragnow's fifth year option is like, oh, it's like, yeah, once Frank Ragnow's extended, then, you know, we could start to fill out the other puzzle pieces to the offensive line, and then you could build this foundation. You have already three guys. I'm talking even pre-draft process. Before we drafted Penei Sewell, we had three offensive linemen where we're like, we got a solid core. You know, we extended Decker, foundational piece. They got him done last year. Frank Ragnow now is a foundational piece going forward, him being extended all the way to 2026. And then, obviously, you drafted Penei Sewell with the 7th pick overall, so you're looking to him. Is also a foundational piece. And then you also got who you drafted last year, Jonah Jackson, you know, a very promising guard for this team going forward. You got him under contract all the way till 2023 as well. So the Lions got arguably the most important position in football and the most important line in football all done, essentially. I mean, they have four of their five guys all under contract until at least 2023. And that's a very exciting time. So, what's your thoughts on this, Pierre?
Yeah, when you look at Ragnow, he's a tough player. He played, what was that injury last year? Like a broken throw or something?
Yeah, he played with he was like a...
Yeah, he played through that. Gave up zero sacks. He gave up zero sacks, which is impressive. He only had three penalties. He's a Mueller in the run game. I don't know if you guys seen that one clip of him just destroying Akeem Hicks. He liked pancakes, right? Served him some pancakes. That's an awesome vid. Frank Ragnow, to me, is a guy you want to build around, right? You have Taylor Decker, you have Ragnow, you have Sewell, you have Jackson, like you said. Your O-line is signed through 2023. It's awesome, bro. Like, very rarely when a team rebuilds has a really good O-line.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, I think people were a lot of you know, there was a lot of people hesitant when they paid Taylor Decker last year just because of, you know, the production that maybe he's proved so far in the NFL. Obviously, he had a big injury in 2017. So there was a little, you know, people hesitant of keeping Decker long, you know, in the long term. I think there's no hesitant with Frank Ragnow. I think he's arguably the best center in the whole entire NFL. You know, he's up there, at least top three. I don't think there's a disagreement that he's not a top three center in the NFL. And obviously, a very important position in football. And you have this guy now extended till 2026. So that's very exciting, right?
Yeah.
All right. So obviously with the Lions bringing back Frank Ragnow, that wasn't the big shock. There was also some other news. We have some time we could use because, I mean, the Lions have been pretty active this week making some transactions. So tight end Josh Hill, who they signed early in the offseason after the New Orleans Saints released him, he ended up retiring kind of out of the blue, out of nowhere, and it right. was very, you know, odd move that just wasn't expected. The Lions, at least it looks like they were expecting him to be tight end two this year because they didn't really address the position outside of, you know, Josh Hill. You know, they let go of Jesse James. They let go of Hunter Bryant, who was back with the team but not on the 90-man roster. And then, you know, just didn't really – weren't really active at the tight end market outside of getting Josh Hill. So they seemed like that they were going to make him tight end too. Obviously, didn't really address the position in the draft. So, you know, he unexpectedly retires. And then the Lions the next day, or even maybe a couple hours, they go out and sign former Detroit Lion, former Houston Texan, former Arizona Cardinal, Darren Fells. Now he's here, you know, in Detroit to be tight end too. So, Peter, what's your thoughts on, you know, bringing Darren Fells in and then Josh Hill just unexpectedly retiring?
The first thing I think about Darren Fells, do you guys remember Greg Robinson? Like, he was like Greg Robinson's bodyguard, right? Like, Greg Robinson was so bad, he'd help him in blocking. But all jokes aside, Darren Fells is a great blocker. He's a really good red zone target. He had 11 touchdowns the past 2 years. So he's also, like, Goff likes those security blankets. He could be another security blanket to Goff in the passing game.
I think, you know, this is a little fun fact about me. Not that many people know about me, is that Darren Fells is actually one of my favorite players, like, in the NFL. I think he's just such a gritty player and a guy that just improves an offense in every phase of the game. You know, the run game, he's an amazing blocker, like you mentioned. You know, he's a very sneaky pass catcher as well. So, you know, we talked about this a little bit in our last episode of him just meeting with the Lions and, like, how I was just excited that they are interviewing and him bringing him in the room. But now actually officially getting the job done, you know, I feel the same exact way. You know, it's just he's a sneaky player, dude. He's a very underrated player. And like I mentioned, just helps every phase of the offense, on the offense, you know, like I mentioned, the passing game, the running game. He's there. And, you know, like you mentioned, he's a sneaky weapon. He's had, what, 12 touchdowns? You said 11 touchdowns?
Yeah, 11 touchdowns the past 2 years, yeah.
I mean, it's not numbers that are going to, like, blow you through the roof. I'm not saying he's some elite tight end or some elite player, but he's a guy you definitely want in your room. And, you know, to compliment a guy like TJ Hockenson and be a tight end too? Oh, 100%. I mean, he was
right
one of Deshaun Watson's favorite weapons, especially last year when they lost DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, that was a guy he really counted on. He's a red zone target. And, you know, when he was on the Lions in 2017, I mean, there was a point where I thought he was the best tight end on the team, and that was with Eric Ebron on the roster as well. So
we don't bring up that name.
Number 85 was on the team. So, you know, I was really happy when they brought Darren Fells back. I was a little disappointed back in 2018 when they didn't bring him back. And I guess it came out that he wasn't a huge Matt Patricia guy, which I guess isn't a huge shocker. But overall, I'm very excited, you know, that Darren Fells is back in the Honolulu Blue. And, you know, excited to see what he can do this year, you know, complimenting TJ Hockenson now. So the Lions made another move. And I guess it's not been made official, according to Dave Briquette, that the Lions were going to wait till this morning to see what they could do with it. Obviously, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so there hasn't been any official announcement yet. But it was Ian Rapoport on Wednesday night saying Kerryon Johnson is officially being waived by the Detroit Lions. And now there's some speculating reports that he's not officially been waived yet and that they could potentially maybe looking at a move. But overall, it looks like Kerryon Johnson will not be on this team in 2021. So, Pierre, you know, what's your head at? You know, obviously, they went out and got Jamal Williams in the offseason. They drafted Swift last year, and then they drafted Jamar Jefferson in the seventh round. So, you know, was this a surprise to you, seeing Kerryon Johnson being waived this early in the process?
It wasn't really a surprise to me. When you look at his production has went down. His knees are shot. He's great in pass pro. He's a great guy to have in the locker room, but also, like, what are you providing with that value? Because Jamal Williams is also a great pass blocker, and they signed him. So, plus, releasing him or trading him saves $1.3 million of cap space. So I see why they did it. I love Kerryon, but the NFL, at the end of the day, it's a business, right? And if you're not producing, if you're not the guy you were, why am I paying you that much when I could pay Jamar Jefferson, like, his rookie deal instead of $1.3 million on the cap?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a very valid point. I think people kind of almost forgets, like, you just mentioned it, like, they went out and signed Jamal Williams, who's very good in pass pro. It's like, oh, we lost that and Kerryon Johnson on third downs. Like, yeah, now you plug in Jamal Williams in third down, that's completely fine, and he's more obviously a versatile option where you could use him more in the running and passing game more than Kerryon. The thing with Kerryon, if his only ability that he's given me is in pass protection, I don't see that a reason to be held on the roster. Because if you're going to be a running back 3 and there's an injury on the team, Do you trust Kerryon Johnson right now? And I straight up don't. I don't think I could ever trust Kerryon Johnson getting more than 16 carries a game or 15 carries a game, even 10 carries a game, honestly.
Right, because just his knees are shot. Like, the guy's always hurt, and I feel bad for him, but, I mean, that's the harsh reality of the NFL. You don't produce, you get cut, or team moves on from you.
Yeah, and that was obviously the cautions when he was coming out of Auburn, you know, and the Lions picked him up was, you know, it was the injuries, and obviously it haunted the Lions. The injuries came to truth. It's, you know, it's always a gamble when you got a guy that has had injury problems in, you know, in college and high school and just had a bunch of lingering injuries. It's always obviously an issue. You know, they swung the fence to try to get a guy like Kerryon Johnson in, who was, you know, good value at that point with the production at Auburn, but obviously just, you know, the injuries came to haunt him. You know, the first 2 years in his career. And then, obviously, in 2020, he played all 16 games, but, like, he didn't really have much of an impact in the running game outside of pass protection on third down, which is good and you need. But like you mentioned, they brought in Jamal Williams, who's more versatile. So I think the Lions now view the third running back spot as we need more of an insurance. If one of these guys go down, we need a guy that's actually going to, you know, we could trust to run the ball 15, 20 times a game. And I just don't think Kerryon Johnson is that guy anymore.
Yep, I agree with that.
So I think that's why the decision came. I think the timing of the decision was a little interesting. I thought maybe he'd get opportunity in camp, but I think, like I mentioned, I think Brad Holmes just looked at the, you know, it wasn't needed at the time. Like, yeah, he's a great pass blocker, but, you know, we have guys in the roster and we just need a more valuable option at the third running back spot. And obviously now the Lions have an open tryout at that spot. 700 pick Jamar Jefferson from Oregon State. You got Rakeem Boyd, and then there's another guy I'm missing. Mills, I think his name is.
Dedrick Mills.
Dedrick Mills, yeah. So now that's the open running back spot. We'll see who, you know, ends up, you know, getting that spot, RB3. Maybe they bring another guy in before the season. So it's going to be an interesting battle throughout training camp. But I think with that being said, I think we covered everything, right?
Yep. Do you want to bring people on? You understand it?
I think we could just end it, emergency pod. You know, we'll – you know, have some more stuff coming out. Obviously, by the time if you guys listen to this back and you weren't here live, our draft pod is now out. Our recap of the 2021 NFL draft class is officially out. So if you guys want to go listen to that, go take a listen to that. It's always much appreciated. And then if you guys enjoyed this episode, hope you guys, you know, could leave a 5-star review. It's always much appreciated. And with that being said, I'm out, guys. Peace.
All right, guys. Hope you're all staying safe during this time, and I'm out.